Hello and welcome to Habemus Papam, episode 56, John the Second.
Dear brothers and sisters, annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis.
Annuncio vobis gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Gaudium magnum.
Habemus Papam.
Last week, we heard about how Pope Boniface II tried to name his own successor, and everyone in Rome freaked out, and so he backed off. Turns out the people in Rome liked the privilege of being able to choose the Pope. And so when Boniface II died, it was chaos, and the See of Rome was vacant for 2 months, which is one of the longer vacancies since the legalization of Christianity. You remember before, sometimes it was vacant way longer because of all the different persecutions and things like that prevented the cardinals from gathering. But this 2 months was a long time. And during that time, apparently everyone was maneuvering to try and get their candidate into office. It was so bad that it was scandalous. People were bribing officials. They were bribing, you know, the people themselves. They were selling offices. They were selling sacred objects. All that's what we call simony. And it was apparently so scandalous that the Ostrogoth king of Italy, Athalaric, issued several decrees which were meant to prohibit simony and stated that they needed to be placed right outside St. Peter's itself and other prominent places in Rome. And one of these decrees stated that if an election was disputed and brought before the king in Ravenna, there would be a fine of 3,000 soldi, which would have to be paid and be given to the royal treasury and then given to the poor. Finally, at the end of these 2 months of crazy simony and bribery and disputation, a Roman priest named Mercurius was elected pope. He was the parish priest of the Basilica of St. Clement's, and his election was unique for the time period because he wasn't a deacon. You know, everyone else for like the last 100 years or so seems to have been a deacon before being elected, so this guy was a parish priest. And one scholar suggests that Mercurius was chosen because he was a compromise candidate. He was an older, he was a holy man, he wasn't a member of either faction in Rome, and the people were just kind of worn out and tired from 2 months of fighting and scheming, so they turned to someone they could all get behind and who wouldn't be objectionable to any side. Mercurius began his papacy by changing his name to John. He didn't want to be the Bishop of Rome and have the name of a pagan god, Mercury, and so he decided to change his name to John, which makes him Pope John II and makes him the first pope to pick up a new name upon election. His pontificate was relatively short, and one of the major areas of controversy which he dealt with was this rehashing of the older controversy from the East, the Theopaschist controversy. So if you remember, there was a couple of episodes ago, there were some monks from Scythia in the East who showed up in Rome, and they said they wanted the Pope to support the sentence, "One of the Trinity suffered," and they thought it would be a good way to fight Nestorianism. But you know, if read the wrong way, it could be read as Monophysite, and so Pope Hormisdas was kind of put off by their impetuosity and, you know, them clamoring for this new thing, and so he didn't think it would be a good idea to sign off on the sentence. So the monks, you know, kind of disappointed, went back east and like, oh, well, whatever, they're all a bunch of heretics anyway. And so in the meantime, they've been making some powerful friends. In 527, Justinian, who was the nephew of the Emperor Justin I, became Byzantine emperor himself, and he kind of took a fancy to this Theopaschite phrase, and he started promoting it himself. Justinian was one of these guys. He was an epic emperor. He was kind of impressed with his own power, and he was an Orthodox Catholic, but he could be inconsistent at times, and like many emperors, he kind of just wanted peace in his empire without the, you know, all the different controversies and without caring too much about theological distinctions. Now, it didn't help, too, that his wife, the Empress Theodora, was a firm Monophysite, so there's a recipe for some trouble there. So Justinian sent John II a declaration of his faith, along with two ambassadors with gifts for the Pope, and included with the declaration was the sentence, "One of the Trinity suffered." He wanted John II to do what Hormisdas refused to do, which was to approve the sentence as worthy of belief, and so the Pope, he considered it, he took his time, he didn't decide right away, and that actually kind of made Justinian impatient. So Justinian decided to go along anyway and say that the sentence was okay and promulgate an edict to all the major sees in both the East and West saying that the sentence was okay. Now finally, despite Justinian's impatience, John II approved the sentence on the 25th of March in 534. And the sentence, you know, it was okay. It wasn't heretical, but it just was maybe not the most prudent thing. But the sentence had been opposed in Constantinople by a group of monks called the Acometae, which is translated the sleepless monks. So don't pursue a vocation with them if you like to sleep in. They're the sleepless monks. And so John II tried to get the representatives on board, but they refused. So he ended up excommunicating them for their opposition to this sentence. Now, other than that, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. John II seems to have been friendly with both the East and the West. He was friendly with the Goths up in Ravenna. He was friendly with the emperor in the East. And he didn't have too contentious a papacy. He died on May 8th, 535, and was buried in St. Peter's Basilica. And he was succeeded by St. Agapitus I for another brief but interesting pontificate, and we'll hear about him next week. Thanks for listening to Habemus Papam. You can check out the rest of the Catholic Bites podcast at catholicbitespodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Thank you and God bless.